listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it's John Barrett again on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. We're going to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and impact as we do every month here. It's great to have you back. Listen, go check out johnbarrettleadership.com for all the resources I've got. I don't know if you've ever gone there, but you need to. There is all kinds of books I've got. There is podcast episodes, old ones from there, even Level Up Your Leadership, and which is my YouTube channel. And I want to help you get better. There's visual leadership lessons there where I use a flip chart and just kind of talk through anywhere from 7 to maybe 10 minute long videos that are really, really good. There's a leader guide that goes with that so that you can have a discussion with your team. It's got group questions. It's got an application section on it. So there are so many resources to help you get better and all kinds of topics that I cover, everything from just your personal leadership and your confidence, kind of your self-image and how to really develop that, to just practical ways to lead and connect with other people and delegate and get the best out of them, and how to listen, how to give feedback, how to do performance improvement. I mean, everything. There are so many different topics that we cover. I like to cover everything from you as a leader personally to tips and tactical things that you can do as a leader as well. So go check it out, johnbarrettleadership.com. Go check out free resources. I've got probably 5 or 6 free resources, guides, books, all kinds of things out there. My podcast that comes out, the videos, the blog posts that come out on Tuesday mornings as well, where you can get some written content on just how to level up. So today I want to talk to you guys about 5 techniques to conquer distractions. 5 techniques to conquer distractions. Here's what I know about you. You get distracted. That's a fact. I don't even care who you are. It doesn't matter. You get distracted. We all do. We are humans, and distractions come at us all the time. In fact, one of the greatest enemies of success is distractions. They steal our focus. They slow our progress. They hamper our productivity. They just slow us down tremendously. And I was reading a study years ago. Did you know that they've measured this on brain scans and productivity, different things that they've done, that when somebody's in the zone, when you're focused on something and you're getting it done, you're kind of in the flow, if you will, whenever you get a distraction, whether it's an email or somebody comes in your office or whatever it is, or just, you know, you saw a cat video on YouTube or something, whatever it is, they've literally measured this in brain scans. When you get distracted and you get out of the zone and you get distracted on whatever that thing is, and you try to come back to where you were, they say that it takes 10 to 15 minutes to get back into the state of blood flow that you were in before you got distracted. Now, that's huge, guys. In productivity, think about that. When you're in the zone and just one email, one phone call, one pop in the office, whatever it is, just looking out the window and getting distracted, that can literally cost you 10 to 15 minutes of focused time when you were in the zone to get back there. Now, you do that 20 times a day or 10 times a day and 100 times a week and all that, you can imagine how much productivity we're losing by distractions. Listen, the greatest enemy of success is distractions. Now, think about this. The word distractions, it actually has a really dark origin. I don't know if you know this or not, but the word distraction, it actually comes in from French medieval times, and it was a term used for a brutal torture technique, and the technique was called death by distraction. Distraction. Criminals, listen to this. This is graphic, so hang with me. Criminals were tied to 4 horses, each pulling in different directions. Each part of their limbs, were their 2 legs, 2 arms, were tied to 4 horses. And when they would put this criminal in there, they would have them, they would send the horses to go in 4 different directions. And it would literally tear somebody apart at the limbs. They called it death by distraction. They would be dismembered, distracted from their extremities. And so I want you to think about this. It's a gruesome, very visual, you know, kind of concept. But this idea of distractions comes from that word. it means being pulled in so many different ways that it's actually ripping you apart. And in terms of productivity, distractions literally rip our productivity apart. They tear us away. They tear our focus, our clarity. They prevent us from reaching our full potential because we're just distracted. We're being pulled in all these different ways rather than being focused on it and being ready to go. Listen to this. There was a study that was done by David Finkel in a Wall Street Journal, and he discovered this shocking truth. He said the average person wastes over 30% of their work week on low value and no value activities. That's a staggering 21.8 wasted hours every single week. Those are hours that contribute to nothing to the company's success. In fact, depending on the length of our work, those wasted hours could account for up to one-third of our time almost. Think about that. A third of our time can literally be given away to distractions throughout the week, things that are not moving the needle forward. And you know this to be true. When you look at your life, you can probably already go, oh yeah, I can tell you 20 things that I'm doing right now that aren't moving the needle forward. They're low value and they're no value activities that aren't really pushing anything forward. It's kind of like that 80-20 principle from Pareto principle, the idea that 20% of what we do actually gives us 80% of our return. The problem is we're not focused on that 20%, and we don't give that 20% 80% of our time. We're only doing it 20% of our time. So 80% of our time we're just giving away to all these other distractions. Imagine if you could just get focused on that 20% that gives you your 80% return, and you can actually double down on that. And just exploit that 20% and actually spend the majority of your time on those things that give you that return. Imagine what your return could be. So I want you to think about, where are you being distracted? How is this affecting your life and your leadership and your productivity? Listen, distractions can derail you, but don't worry, because I've got your back today, because what I want you to do is take in some thoughts that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you some techniques, five of them, that are going to help you conquer distractions. They're going to help you skyrocket your productivity. I promise you that. So brace yourself. As I always say, these are going to seem simple, but they are profoundly huge, and they're not easy. And they're not things that just come naturally all the time. And if you find yourself distracted, it's a clear sign that you're probably not implementing these steps, these five things that I'm going to give you of how you can kind of conquer distractions and you can unleash your productivity. Here we go. Number one is this: set clear goals. Now, I'm not talking about big goals like for the year and all that, although that's a good start. I'm talking about your day. Do you have a clear goal for the day? Do you know exactly what you're shooting for the day? Listen, the first step to overcoming distractions is to be clear, specific, and be measurable about what you're going to get done today. Listen, I'm all for setting, you know, quarterly goals and yearly goals and 5-10 year goals. That's fine. That's good. But you know what I'm even more passionate about? What I think is even more powerful and effective is setting daily and weekly goals. Here's what we're going to do to move forward today. Do you have that? Most people don't reach their yearly goals and quarterly goals because they don't know what they're doing every day to move towards those goals. They have these big goals, but each day and each week is just kind of floating out there. So I want you to know exactly what you're going to achieve each day that you go into it. Listen, you're not going to get distracted when you know exactly what you should be shooting for. It's amazing to me how much people get done a week before they go on vacation. You ever notice that about your life, about others, that when they're getting ready to go on a vacation? Boy, I'm telling you, those 3-5 days before they leave, I would say most people get more done in those 3-5 days than they do in 30 days. Why is that? Because you are laser focused on what needs to get done. You've prioritized, you've thrown everything else out away that is just unnecessary, all the clutter, and I guarantee you, you got focused on what needed to happen, and you were laser focused on it. You need to treat every day, every week, like you're going on vacation the next week. Now, I'm not saying that to burn you out or to add stress. I'm just saying you need to have that level of focus and intensity and clarity on and priority on what needs to get done. So set clear goals for the day, for the week. Yes, you can think beyond that, but I want you to start there. When you'll prioritize your day and you'll prioritize what needs to get done for the week, I'm telling you, you're going to help eliminate distractions. You're only as good as your system allows you to be. So what is your daily rhythm? What's your system to sit down? Now, for me, I can tell you on Sunday afternoons, every week, I do this. Every Sunday afternoon, I've been doing it for probably over 15 years. Sunday afternoons, I sit down just for a little bit, and I go over my whole week, and I lay out all the known things that are already on the calendar, things that I know are going to be happening, and then I begin to fill in the blanks. We'll talk a little bit about that later on one of these steps. But I go in, and that is my time. I set a clear goal for what I need to get done each day during that week. And by the way, I don't just do this for my professional life. I do it personally as well. This is beyond just, you know, what I'm going to get done tactically for my work. This is about also being intentional about my family, about my personal life, and all of that. So I'm clear so that I don't get distracted and find myself at the end of the day or the end of the week going, wow, I was really busy, but nothing really mattered. Nothing really moved forward. I was really busy, but I didn't really do anything that mattered. I don't ever want to do that. So how do you keep yourself from being distracted? Number one, set clear goals. Number two, identify your distractions. This is huge. Once you set clear goals, the next step is you've got to identify what are the distractions that keep getting in the way. Take a few minutes and you got to reflect on your day. Write down the activities or the events or the people sometimes that distract you the most. These could be all kinds of things. It could be social media notifications, email notifications, people. It could be just different things that you know that you're prone to get distracted by. Once you've identified your distractions, you can take steps to minimize them. But you've got to know your enemies if you're going to conquer them. How would you ever know? I mean, the art of war, right? I mean, this is the whole idea of you've got to know the enemy. You've got to know them better than they know themselves so that you can know how to conquer them and how to defeat them. Knowing is half the battle. Remember G.I. Joe from the 80s? One of my favorite cartoons and favorite toys is G.I. Joe. And one of the public service announcements, they do at the end of every one, they do some kind of fun little thing about how to cross the street and be safe. And they say, and now you know. And knowing is what? Half the battle. Knowing is half the battle. So if you want to conquer distractions, you got to know who you're fighting against. So what are the common distractions? What are the culprits? What are the patterns in your life that tend to distract you? Figure out what those are. It could be your own distractions, just like, you know, gosh, if I glance at YouTube, I just get lost for hours or whatever it is. Or it could be external things that you don't have control of, but you know that if you get around that area, that person, or you get around those environments, it's going to distract you from what you need to do. So figure out what your distractions are. Identify them. Literally write them down. If I were to ask you right now to write 3 to 5 of the most frequent distractions that you have that pull you away from being more productive, what are they? You tell me. And you need to know those things. And it may just be, I just get lazy. John, I just, you know, sometimes I just get lazy and I lose energy and momentum. Well, know what that is so that you can begin to start figuring out a plan to say, you know what? How do I eliminate that? Maybe I do need some downtime. Maybe I need to rest a little bit more so that I'm more engaged when I am doing work. Maybe I need to figure out how to manufacture some energy. Maybe I need to take a walk so that I don't get to that lazy point, whatever it is. But you can't know a strategy to overcome unless you've identified what you're even fighting against. So identify your distractions. That is the second step. So you set clear goals, you identify your distractions, and then number three is this: create a distraction-free workspace. Now, this is huge. One effective way to overcome distractions is to simply create an environment that doesn't allow for distractions. This could be a physical space, right? Maybe you need to sit down and maybe it's a home office. Maybe it's your office at work, wherever it is. What can you do to eliminate distractions? What is your space like? What is the area that you're in? You've got to eliminate all potential distractions from your workspace so you can make it conducive to concentration. It's going to help you focus better. It's going to help you put more time in, get in the zone and all that. So your environment is huge. And I don't just mean your environment in terms of people around you or that. I'm saying even the environment in terms of the color, the space, the warmth or the coolness of it, all that. So many times we're distracted because we're in an environment that we're just not comfortable in. whatever it may be, right? I mean, maybe you have a home office, and if your home office is cluttered and kind of chaos, maybe it's hard to focus because you're always thinking about, oh, I need to clean this, I need to organize it, and that's hanging over your head. Well, listen, take some time to clean that thing up and get a space that works for you, or go to spaces that help you. For me, this is just for me, but I actually love going to a space that is public. I know for some people, they're like, well, isn't that a distraction, being around other people? No. For me, I love being around a public space and kind of a coffee shop to do work, because I get in the zone. For some reason, it's probably the nature of what I do. What I do is help people. That's what I do for a living, is coaching and speaking and training and help develop people. So being around other people is actually not a distraction for me. It actually allows me to not be distracted. I think more about getting in the flow and getting in the work. It's when I'm in a quiet space by myself that I actually get more distracted, because I think, gosh, what do I want to do? This seems so quiet around here, and I'm distracted by it. So you may be the total opposite. You may say, John, I've got to get into a more quiet space. Whatever it is, you need to think about, how are you going to create a distraction-free workspace so that you can be more productive? So think about where you work, where you do it, when you do it, what does it look like? What can you do to make it better? What can you do to make it maybe something you enjoy more? Maybe you need to decorate. Maybe you need to clean up. Maybe you need to organize. Maybe you need to whatever it is. Or are there areas that you can go at certain times where they are distraction-free? Maybe you can break away from your office or something, or if you're in an open space, and go to maybe a more secluded area just for a few chunks of time, and then you can work there. So create a distraction-free workspace. And then that leads to number four, the fourth thing you can do: use time blocks. When I said, for example, go maybe get away from an open office space to a secluded area for a few hours, use time blocks. Here's what I mean by that. Make sure that you're blocking time on your calendar in your day for focused time. I mean sacred, unavailable time. Now, you may not be able to do this a lot in industry that you're in and the position that you're in. Maybe a lot of people have to have access to you. That's fine. But I guarantee you there are some sacred times that you need to escape. You need to disappear. You need to be unavailable. If you are always on, then you will never be fully distraction-free. So when are you off? And what I mean by that is unavailable. Door is shut. That means do not come in. When are you doing hyper-focused, deep work, as Cal Newport called it? By the way, if you've not read the book Deep Work by Cal Newport, fantastic book, and it'll give you so many great tips on just being more focused on being in the zone and getting work done, what he calls deep work, where he talks about this time when we just need to dive deep and we need to have no distractions, we need to be focused. He gives a lot of really creative tips on how to do that, called Deep Work by Cal Newport. Go check that book out. He's also got tons of other resources and books and that. There's a Hyper Focus. There's so many books out there. Get Things Done. You know, all these classics and famous about how do you create time blocks and space and how do you get focused. What I want to encourage you to do is use time blocks, meaning that you look at the calendar and you carve out an hour and a half for focused time. That means where you shut down all email, you shut down all notifications, anything that you have to do in order to say, I'm going to focus on this and this alone, and here's my goal, here's what I want to accomplish in this hour or hour and a half. I don't care if you have to start with just 20, 30-minute blocks. I would rather you carve out 3 30-minute blocks throughout the day that are focused, hyper-focused, deep work time for you, where you are going to cut out all distractions and just get in the zone. Start somewhere. I would love for you to block out your whole day and have time blocks for everything. I coach towards that. I'm a big proponent of that, big fan of that. But if you're not ready for that, start somewhere. Set aside specific times for doing deep work, and then set aside times for answering emails, checking social media, or taking a break. Be focused on that. Listen, you don't always have to have your email open 24/7 all the time. Listen, just say, look, for 30 minutes, I'm going to do deep work, and then I'm going to check emails for 10 minutes. I know some people that on the hour, they give themselves about a 10-minute window on the hour, every hour, to open up their email, check it, respond, figure out what they need to do, and then they shut it down, and they go back to deep work. And they just do that rhythm all the time, 50 minutes of deep work. And then they give themselves on the hour about 10 minutes to look at emails and responses and all that. So figure out a system that works for you. A huge fan of time blocking. Again, just like I talked about earlier, when I sit down on Sunday evenings, I go through and I time block my whole week. I know what I'm doing from waking up on Monday to all the way to Friday by the end of the day. And not just for my work life, but my personal life as well. And then, usually before the weekend, sometime during the week, I will get a weekend plan as well. Now, you may say, John, you are just so organized, and you're just, you must be wired that way. I am not. Guys, I am the furthest from a detail-oriented guy that there is. I am not wired that way. If you know DISC, I'm an ID personality. I have no C in me, which is kind of the more analytical person. If you do other things, I could tell you what I am, but I am not a detail-oriented person. I am a more kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of guy in general. Now, but here's the thing. I've learned that if I want to be successful, I've got to be incredibly intentional with my schedule. So it is not, I'm not telling you something that is easy to do. I'm not telling you something because I'm wired that way to do it and you're not. I'm saying that I've had to learn how to do that. But because I do it, it has given me so much return and success that I continue to do it now. I actually look forward to it because I've developed a habit, I develop a system, and it serves me incredibly well to be that intentional. Now, you don't need to start there. But I want you to start somewhere. For me, I sit down on Sunday and I literally go through every day, Monday through Friday, what I'm doing from when I wake up. I mean, guys, I plan it out to when I get up, what I need to get done, when I need the shower, when I need to be at a certain place by a certain time, how much time is it going to take me to get there. I lay all those time frames out as much as I can throughout the week. And then I block out, what am I doing here? Okay, I've got an hour between the meeting on Tuesday. What is my goal there? What am I hoping to accomplish? What do I need to get done? Ooh, I've got that talk on Thursday. I need to make sure I get that. So that's what I'm going to be working on in that time block. Now, again, you may say, John, how do you do that? Well, number one, I've had to learn how to do it. You say, well, John, what if things change throughout the week? Guess what? They do. It's okay. I would rather have a plan and have to call audibles and at least know where I'm at so that I can get my bearings straight than just be flying by the seat of my pants all week trying to figure out as it comes. No, I call audibles all the time. I've got meetings that cancel. I've got kids that get sick, right? I've got life issues that pop up. I've got all kinds of things where I have to make audibles throughout the day, but I'm way more informed on how to make those audibles and know where to move things around, know where to put those puzzle pieces because I sit down and I think about it on Sundays. Now, that's my routine. That may not be yours. That's fine. But what I want you to think about is, what are you doing to create time blocks so that you can be specific about when you're doing what you do, where you're doing it, what you're trying to get done, and you can align all those things so that you can be successful. So if you're going to eliminate distractions, use time blocks, okay? Fifth one is this: practice self-discipline. This one is a little bit more internal. Listen, ultimately the key to overcoming distractions is really self-discipline. You've got to take discipline to stick to your goals, to avoid getting sidetracked by all these things that you've identified that can come at you, that you've got to cultivate those good habits, like prioritizing work and avoiding that unhealthy kind of procrastination and distractions that come in. Listen, with practice, you can train your mind to do anything. That's a fact. So I want to challenge you. What are you doing to practice self-discipline? The more disciplined you are, the easier it's going to get over time to be distraction-free, to eliminate those distractions. So what are you doing? What habits are you sticking with? You can't just try something once and say, well, that didn't work. John, I tried time blocking. It just doesn't work. Oh, well, I tried getting a goal for my day, but I've got too much going on. No. You can't have all these excuses just because you tried it once or you did it every now and then or that. You've got to stick with things. Sometimes you got to develop a habit. When I first sat down on Sunday evenings and I started planning out my week and doing all that, it was not easy. And it was easy for me that throughout the week and things would change all the time. And I think, well, what's the point? Why even do all that? It's just a waste of time. But I stuck with it. And because of that, and I think because of that discipline, I was able to build habits and I've learned how to do what I do really well. And now it's a second nature to me. Now I actually love, I hate when I don't sit down and kind of plan out the next day. In fact, typically what I'll do before the end of today or the end of one day is I'll make sure I am granular on the next day. When I sit down on Sunday and do the week, those are usually just kind of big time blocks. But when I sit down the day before and I look at the next day, I get granular. I'm talking about like what I'm doing when, where I need to be, when I need to be there, what I'm going to get done, specifically what task I'm going to work on when I've got that hour window, who I need to respond to, all of that. I try to get as detailed as I can before the day begins. Because if you wait for the day to begin, it will be off the rails before you can even get a hold of it. Off the rails on a crazy train. It will go crazy. You can't wait for things to come at you. You've got to be prepared on the front end for when your day starts and the emails start flying in and things, distractions start coming at you. You got to know where your focus is before you even start. If you wait to be in the moment, you've waited way too long. You've waited way too long. Listen, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When you've prepared and you have an opportunity, there's success. Do you know what distress is? When procrastination meets opportunity. So you procrastinated and all of a sudden now you gotta perform. You gotta do something. Now it's distress. You're gonna be under distress because you weren't prepared for it. So you've got to get prepared for distractions by being ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. You gotta beat people to the punch. You gotta beat distractions to the punch by already knowing what you're focused on. So when that distraction even tries to get a hold of you, you've already kind of cut it off at the pass. That makes sense? Hope it does. All right. Make sure that you are practicing self-discipline. Distractions can be overwhelming, guys. It literally will be the enemy of your success. But if you'll do these five steps, if you will literally set clear goals for the week, for the day, get very specific on what you're trying to do for the day. Identify your distractions. Know who the enemy is, who they are, who comes at you and tends to distract you a lot. Figure out, maybe you need to have a conversation with them. Maybe you need to kind of figure out ways to eliminate those interactions. You've got to do that. You've got to create a distraction-free workspace. Make sure that where you're working and what you're doing isn't allowing distractions, but you're in the zone. You enjoy your space. You like it. It's decorated. It looks good. It feels good. It's all those things. Make sure your workspace is top-notch. Use time blocks. Make sure that you get intentional about what you're going to be doing, when you're going to be doing it, what it looks like, what the specifics are. Get it on the calendar. Get it there. In fact, I always shoot for a no-gap calendar is what I call it, meaning that you don't have gaps on your calendar. You've got every moment accounted for because you were very intentional about what you're doing. I am a huge fan of a no-gap calendar, a no-gap schedule, and I want to challenge you. Think about that. You can go back to some of my resources at johnbarrettleadership.com. Go look up no-gap schedule, and you'll see some tips and ways that you can go about creating a schedule where there's no gaps so that you can use time blocking to your advantage so that you can be more productive in what you do. And then the fifth one is that practice self-discipline. That one's a little bit more kind of internal, a little bit more elusive, not as tactical. But what do I mean by practice self-discipline? Build habits. Stick with it. Be disciplined in what you do. Get up a little bit earlier. Do what you need to do to kind of get going and so you can be more organized. Push yourself to get a little bit more intentional with your calendar. Whatever it is, you don't have to go from 0 to 100, but kick it up to the next level. What do you need to do with today's podcast? That's what I want to ask you. What is it? Which area do you need to get more intentional about? You may not be able to do all five right now. Maybe you got to prioritize those. Maybe you need to start with just getting your workspace cleaned up and clutter-free. Maybe you need to identify your distractions. Maybe you just need to start doing some time blocking. Maybe you got to set clear goals for your week and for your day. Whatever it is, start somewhere. Take one of those five and think about what areas do we need to get better in. Not only you as an individual, but if you're a leader of a team, think about where does your team need to get better so that you're not distracted. Because this also works for a whole team. Do we need to set better, clear goals as a team for our week and what we're accomplishing? Do we need to get our workspace and utilize software and tools a little bit better in what we do? Whatever it may be, think about that, not just for yourself, but for your team. And when you do that, you are going to start to eliminate distractions. You're going to conquer them. You're going to skyrocket your productivity. You're going to be that much more successful in everything that you do. So, guys, hopefully this was helpful to you. Go check out johnbarrettleadership.com, as I always say, to get some more resources. Find out how you can become a better leader, whether that's just internally and believing in yourself and working on those skills, or it's more tactical in what you do. Go check out all the resources I've got. Go check out Level Up Your Leadership with John Barrett on YouTube, where you can go see some visual leadership lessons, anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes, where you can get to some great tips and things to discuss with your team and other leaders in that, so that you can get better in what you do. Guys, we'll see you here next time on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where we're going to level you up.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.